Welcome to the Brilliant Business Moms Podcast, episode 107, with Sarah Kornack and Bethann Schwamberger. Today we're going to be talking about some accounting definitions and terms. We're going to talk about assets and depreciation just real briefly. So let's get started.
You're listening to the Brilliant Business Moms Podcast, practical business advice for startup moms.
Hey everybody, Sarah here. We're just going to have a real quick episode today about some accounting terms. Yay! Assets and depreciation. I wanted to just briefly cover this topic because I know these words come up a lot when you're discussing accounting or when you get to your tax return at the end of the year. And it may be a little bit confusing why the IRS makes you treat certain things certain ways. And so I thought a really brief discussion about assets and depreciation might give you just a little bit better of an understanding about this topic. And I know that some of these concepts I'm going to be discussing in a future episode as well. So if you have the foundation, if you have the groundwork, then you'll be able to better understand some of our further discussions. Okay, so in your business, whether you are an Etsy seller, a blogger, or whatever type of business that you have, most of your purchases, most of the time when you spend your money, those are expenses. An expense is something that gets used up rather quickly. The benefit gets used quickly. So some good examples are paper, ink, business cards. You buy them, you spend money on them, you purchase them, and they get used up rather quickly. Now, for purposes of this discussion, I'm not going into inventory. So inventory is its own little animal, and we can discuss inventory and cost of goods sold at another point in time. That's a whole nother episode. So I'm just talking regular expenses for your business. Now, sometimes when you make a purchase, it's not actually an expense. It's actually an asset. An asset is something where the usefulness is used up over the course of several years. An asset is something that provides a benefit over a longer period of time than just a year. So good examples of that are maybe some specialized equipment you purchase, a computer, a camera. All of that is a great example of an asset. When you purchase a camera and you use it to take product photos, it's providing a benefit to you over the course of much more than just 1 year. It's providing you a benefit over a long period of time. Same with a computer. You're purchasing it, but its benefit to you is longer than a year. It provides you that benefit over a long period of time. Same with equipment. So that's what distinguishes an asset from just a regular old expense. When you make a purchase, is that purchase going to benefit you over the course of many years, over a long time? Is it going to benefit your business and your operating activities for an extended period of time? If so, then it's an asset. But if you make a purchase and it's used up quickly, it benefits you for a short period of time, then that's just your regular old expense. Another way to think about it is that an asset is going to help you earn revenue in future years. So that camera helps you actually earn money over several years. It helps you earn revenue because you're taking those product photos. Or if you're a photographer, that's what you do all the time to help earn money. The computer helps you to earn money over several years. It helps you to bring in revenue in future years. So in accounting rules, they want the revenue and the associated expenses to be recorded in the same period. And this is what they call matching. So matching is, let's say you buy that camera. You're a photographer. You buy that camera. And let's say you just did it all as an expense in the 1 year that you purchased it. So let's say 2015, you purchased a camera. And it helps you earn money in 2015, but it also helps you earn money in 2016, 17, 18, 19, maybe 20, long time. So those expenses and the revenue aren't matched up together. You've got revenue that camera is bringing in for 5 years, but you recorded all of the expense in 1 year. So it's not matched up together. Can you kind of see that in your mind's eye? Same with the computer. If you purchase it in 1 year and you just record it all as an expense, and then over future years that computer's bringing in money, you've got money in 2015, 16, 17, revenue that you are earning as a direct result of having that computer, but you put all of that expense, all of that purchase in 1 year. So they're not matched up. So matching is a principle that you'll find throughout accounting. They always want things to be matched up, the revenue and the associated expenditures. So this is where depreciation comes into play. This is why they created the wonderful beast of depreciation. The way you can get the revenue and the expense to match up every year is by depreciating that asset over the course of several years. So if when you buy, like let's say you bought a really expensive computer and it costs you $5,000 because you do all of these awesome things or graphic design stuff, so you need something really high tech. I don't know. I'm just using round numbers here actually. So we'll say a $5,000 computer. So the way that you can match the revenue and expenses with that computer is depreciation. So instead of recording $5,000 of expense in the year that you purchased it, you spread out that expense over how long you think you'll have that computer. Or there are certain guidelines maybe for suggested useful lives. That's called a useful life of an asset. So how long you think it will be in service, how long you think it will be used, how long you think it will be of benefit to you. So oftentimes for small pieces of equipment, that's about 5 years or so, maybe 3 to 5 years. Some things go up to 7 years. So the depreciation for, let's say you think the computer is going to last you 5 years and you paid $5,000 for it. So you take $1,000 of depreciation every year for the next 5 years. And in this way, you're spreading out those expenses to match the revenue that you're earning from that purchase in the future years. Depreciation also serves to show that asset that you purchased is losing value every year. So let's take another example. Let's say you had such an awesome business that you really and truly bought a car that was just for the business. Maybe you're a florist and you had to buy a car to deliver your flowers in, and that's the only thing you use that car for. It's truly a business asset. So we all know that cars lose value. So if you bought that car for $20,000 and you think it's going to last you for 10 years, so that's $2,000 every year. So when you look at your accounting records and you're taking that depreciation every year, that $2,000, because that car is helping you earn your revenue delivering flowers over the course of 10 years, you can see that car is losing value every year. After the first year of depreciation, it's showing that your asset is around $18,000. Then the second year of depreciation, $16,000. Next year, $14,000. And that makes sense in our heads. A car loses value every year. That asset that you purchase, the longer you use it, it has less value going forward. It's less valuable of an asset as the years go on. So that's another benefit with depreciation. It shows the declining value of an asset in your business. So other terms that you might have heard related to this asset, maybe you've heard the term short-term asset, long-term asset, fixed asset, something that is capitalized. All of this is the same thing. It's similar terminology to describe similar things. So when you hear somebody saying that they're having to capitalize an expense, that simply means that they're not treating it as an expense, that purchase. They're making it an asset, or it is an asset for their business. So I hope that makes a little bit of sense. The idea of matching and the idea that some of your purchases have value and earn you revenue over the course of several years. And depreciation is how we account for that. Making something an asset and then depreciating it is how we account for the fact that that item, that purchase, is earning revenue over future periods. Like I said before, these concepts will come into play in another episode at some point, so I wanted to discuss them briefly here. If you have any questions, just leave me a comment in the show notes, and I'll be happy to answer them to the best of my ability. All right, that's enough boring accountant talk for one day. Now it's your turn to head out there and be brilliant.